This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I feel like I'm live on Twitter.
Welcome. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney, and welcome back to Young, Dumb, and 21. I have some more young, dumb, and 21-year-olds with me. These are my best friends. This is Jordan and Jay.
Hi.
Hi.
And they're super nervous. They're wondering what we're going to talk about on this podcast, and I'm like, we literally talk about whatever we want and anything and anything. We mess up, so you're fine. Do you have any stories you guys want to start off with? We've known each other for how long?
You and I earlier.
Yeah, so Jake and I have known each other since like elementary.
Grade, weren't you in immersion?
Yeah.
So, since grade 3.
Sure. You think I remember
far. Do you remember Miss Venn?
Yes. Let's be honest.
Okay. Grade 4 and on. Okay.
So, sure. I don't want to do that. And then Jordan and I, we met in like a religion class and we shared goldfish together.
Yeah, we met religion.
Why is this
in grade 12 though?
Why is this in grade 12 when that story is like
that's something in kindergarten.
That's a kindergarten
story. We literally did though. Like we just sat there in the back of math class in religion class and just
you just say to the teacher in the back, "Everyone share your snacks with everyone." And you guys turn to each other.
And then it happened again in math class and it kept happening and it was just super random. And then Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
We've also had some other stories that, like, do involve drinking.
A lot of it.
Mind you, they started drinking before me. I didn't drink until last year.
Mm-hmm. Someone thought it was too cool for us.
Yeah.
I was definitely too cool for you.
I was late myself, too, though. Like, I didn't drink till maybe grade 12.
Jeez, did I start the earliest?
Yes, you are an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake started when he was in the womb, actually.
I mean, my mother drank a bit, so I mean, it was alright.
To put him to sleep, they gave him brandy and Benadryl.
Goodness.
Jeez, too personal.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Kelly. No, but we've had some interesting stories. Like, recently, Jake was going to a convention. How do we describe it?
What is it? It's a convention.
Jake was going to his convention in Kingston.
Oh, yes. Okay, this was a couple weekends ago, yeah.
So, like, 2 weekends ago.
Do we remember it, though?
Yeah. So, Jake was going to what we call the nerd convention.
Yeah.
What was it actually, Jake?
It's called a hackathon.
All right, nerd convention
Convention. And we wanted to surprise, like, Joey and I weren't doing anything this weekend, so we literally looked at each other and were like, you know what? Let's just go. Like, let's just surprise Jake. So we,
Was your, like, main goal to surprise, or was it to just drink?
No. Okay, get this.
A little bit of both. We wanted to surprise you, but then we also wanted to have a lot of drinks.
Like, our main thing when I turned to him, when I was like, yo, let's go to Kingston, and he was like, yeah, we're gonna go to... I was like, no, let's actually go. He's like, you know what? Okay, let's do it. Yeah. And I was like, here's our goal. We say hi to Jake, and we ice him, and then we're good.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's all we needed to do.
That was the plan.
That's it. And if you guys don't know what icing is, well, you're not 21 yet, and you're not dumb, and you're not young yet. So, or you're still young. I don't know. But we failed. We definitely failed.
Yeah.
Like, we got – Kingston is about an hour away from us, and we started driving, and we were planning on – I don't know if we were planning on beating Jake there. It was really weird.
Yeah. We had a couple houses that we can pick and choose to go to, depending on where Jake was and whatnot. And so I think we got there at like 6.
Okay, but also the person we were staying with canceled on us, so we had to find another place to stay. Yeah. So it was a lot of work, even just to go and say hi to Jake. And we were like, who is this guy to us? Yeah. Do we really want to go still? And then we ended up going, and it took us 6 hours.
6 hours.
Just to see him.
Jake. I got there at what? I got there probably about 5, 6.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until 11:30. It was,
yeah, you think it was we know?
12:30 when you showed up. It was 12:30 finally when we just... Yeah, so to tell you guys the story, we...
get mad at me for not knowing you guys were coming and trying to surprise me.
We showed
That's
up with this...
That's how you're blaming on me.
Okay, so first we got to Kingston, and the house we were supposed to stay at, like, the guy was at work, so we couldn't go into his home without him being there. Like, we didn't have the house key. So, where did we go? We went to...
We went to somebody's.
We went to Quiznos,
and then we went to somebody else's house, and we thought he was going to be there. And then we got an ice, and we put it in his toiletry bag, and we forgot about that. And then we went to, like, long story short.
We had this crazy plan, like, meeting people, blah, blah, and Jake kept changing his plans on where he was going to go and whatnot. How to get Jake to a place without asking him to come to that place, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and then we decided on, like, the 5th hour, 59th minute, 59th second, we were just like, all right, let's start drinking.
Yeah.
Because we just got fed up, and we were just like, we need to take the edge off. And then we're pretty hammered at this point, and we barely ate the whole day, and we're walking down the hall, and we're in our happiest mood ever.
Yeah, because we went to put on a pizza, so the pizza was ready or something, walking down the hall, and all of a sudden...
Let me just share, like, this makes perfect sense, where it's like, I come into the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, like, I decided, okay, I'm gonna go to this guy's house, like, he gave me a call, I'm gonna go over, it was Matt, of course, and then... So I'm like, okay, I'll just, you know, head over. People will still be there. He said there was lots of people there, some of our friends. I find the house. Actually, I walk past it twice. And then I found the house. And as I walk in, there's no, like, loud music, as, like, parties are usually, you know, loud music. Yeah. You hear people talking.
Because we told you it was a pre. When really,
you didn't tell me it was a pre.
No, we had people tell you it was a pre. Yeah, when really, it was only three of
us. So, of course, I walk up. I'm really confused. And I didn't even open the door. I just look through it. And I see two figures. I think... You didn't have a hood on. Joey, you had a hood on. And I know because I was like...
You think I know what I'm wearing?
That's a good point.
I can't remember.
But I noticed because I saw the ginger hair and then...
That was me.
Yeah. Really?
Now you guys know that Jordan is a ginger.
And then I saw someone else behind the ginger person just like walking. I was like, that guy walks like similarly to Joey. For some reason, I knew that. And
was
I was
it
like,
a sexy walk? Did you check his ass out? It was nice.
No, I did not. No. I was too taken aback. We were just like, oh, they're here.
Yeah, and then all you go is like, guys?
Yeah.
Boys? And we're like, fuck! We got so mad. And
the whole plan to surprise everybody. Oh,
I surprised you guys.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. Dude, anything would have surprised us at that point. We were in a good-ass mood, I'll tell you.
Of course, Jordan, the first thing he does is come up and just like, hugs me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm like, whoa. So Jordan's feeling good.
Yeah, and then literally like 15 minutes later, we pounded the drinks back, went to a club. Night was history after that.
Had a good night.
Put it this way, God's plan started to sound like, I'm sorry. We woke up to the Snapchats that we've made, and like it was just like
it was not English.
No,
we didn't speak English.
And I don't recommend drinking a lot. It's not that we did; it's just like we didn't have enough food with it.
Yeah,
it was a great night.
We didn't drink crazy. Like, we did drink a lot, but like none of us like threw up or anything. So
no.
It was
what?
We're too hungover.
This close.
You were close to throwing up.
I think I was. Because you guys abandoned me in the bathroom, and I was like, all right, I'm ready to do this. I wasn't feeling good.
Abandoned you in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then we went in, and Jake was like, I'm trying to throw up, guys. I'm trying to pull the trigger. And I was like, Jake, it's the last song. And we stayed to that club until it closed.
It was 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
They kicked us out.
This is never a good thing.
Yeah.
That is never something to be proud of.
Good stories.
It was like, well, I mean, we had to. We drove that far. We had to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
And plus, we went out late, but it was so much fun.
We were dedicated at that point. Whether you would have showed up or not, we were going out.
Yeah. We sound like such like F boys and like hockey dudes, but we don't do this a lot.
No.
Like,
that's,
we don't drink.
First time
a lot.
I drank in like a month or so.
Probably. That explains a lot.
Yeah, that's how it took a little for me to get a lot.
Yeah, Jake's like, I drank on the bus there. You guys say, no, I was already drunk.
Oh my gosh. I actually smuggled in, because it said, like, no alcohol, no drugs, whatever. I was like, all right, like, how do they mean that? Do they just mean, like, discouraging, or do they just mean, like, they'll kick you off, or, like, they'll put you in, like, quarantine?
Probably just means don't bring it.
Yeah, okay. I kind of figured as much. But, of course, I, like, wrapped it in a shirt and, like, stuffed it in the bottom of my bag. I'm like, all right, I'm not getting caught.
Yeah, he's talking about his cocaine, so everybody knows.
Yes. My wrong face.
All
my
quiet.
Wrong.
All quiet. We've had some wild stories.
Yeah.
Mind you, I can't really remember like anymore. That's just a recent one.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you were that day thing
what?
On was it February
4th? Valentine's
yeah.
Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started off with Bailey's. I started off with Bailey's in my coffee. There was like no coffee, it was just Bailey's. I don't know, I just decided that day I was like, I'm not driving today.
Yeah.
So then I just started drinking? No, I was like, yeah. I was like, Bailey's coffee, why not? All right, well, since I'm already drinking today, might as well keep going. And I honestly, I didn't get drunk that day or anything. I don't really get
you
drunk.
You just felt good.
It was a great day. It was a great day for hay, I'm telling you. Yeah, no, they never know when I'm drunk or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure you can drive. Yeah. Because I don't really change. I mean, I think I get louder and I get sloppier, but like,
yeah, I think everybody's louder, though.
I'm already loud and sloppy. Let's be real. We have interesting friendships, eh? Going from, like, went to the same elementary school.
That was, like, the best transition, like,
Take off? Hey, okay, well, let's just not transition if Jake can call me out all the time. The next thing I have written down here is how social media influences our friendship. So, I mean, when Jordan and I knew each other, I was already on social media. When Jake and I knew each other, social media wasn't a thing. Like,
that's so weird to think about.
Right? Like, nobody would, like, Facebook, I mean, maybe it was invented, but, like, we weren't on it. I didn't get on Facebook until I was grade 8.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, that was the first thing I got, or the first thing was, like, Twitter or something.
Not to go off on a tangent here for a bit, but, like, I think we're a great generation to actually appreciate social media and all the technology that came after. Like, we were young enough to remember what it was like without it.
Yeah.
And then they, all of a sudden, like, the flood of technology kind of happened, and just everyone has it now, and a lot of people don't have that experience.
That's the thing. Like, these little kids can't. I saw a kid it was last year, and he was in Disney, and he had an iPad, and he was, like, on Facebook or YouTube watching videos.
I still
videos.
Have an iPad. I'm 21.
Exactly. I can't afford an iPad. And it's just, like, this guy's
one on your wrist.
You know, take off. Okay? It's a Fitbit, just like an expensive one. And this little kid's in the happiest place on earth, which is Disney, or whatever they say. And Disney, please sponsor this. And then he was on an iPad. You know, the family gave the kid an iPad. We never did that. No. We were like outside playing in snow pants, like no matter how cold it was. Our parents were like, get outside, get frostbite. We don't care.
I didn't even have a cell phone until grade 11.
I had to
10,
use
10 or 11.
Okay, yeah.
And it was
I didn't
a flip
have...
phone. It was one of those sliding with the keyboard slides up.
Yo, my first phone like that I got was an iPhone 6.
Wow.
That's rough.
No, but isn't that like, think about how long it took until I got a phone. iPhone 6 is what?
Yeah.
What year?
Yeah,
that's true.
What year is
you
that?
Had like, LG, so I remember. You had an LG, didn't you?
No.
Like, I didn't know you then.
I used someone else's phone.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a SIM card. I didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I had an iPod 5. That's
how I started everything.
Yeah.
Think about a Fitbit you were talking about. It's like, think about like 100 years ago, explaining why we need Fitbits today.
Jake is very into like all the technicality
just,
and stuff.
I am.
If that, I don't.
Like, think about when there's like horses and whatnot, like over 100 years, it's like, I have a wrist device that measures how far I've walked today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you need that?
Yeah. That's
no. true. Yeah, no, to better describe us as, we can relate ourselves to Friends characters for the people who don't know us. Mm-hmm. I'm very related to Chandler. Jordan's, we're having a hard time with him.
Yeah, I haven't.
I think
I haven't
he's Rachel.
Seen Friends. I know Joey's going to want to like.
Like, that's like.
Joey hates me for it, but I've
no,
seen
but you
a couple
appreciate
episodes.
It.
I appreciate it, oh yeah. And I know all the characters more or less. but I don't know. They say what you guys say. Rachel. More like Rachel.
We say he's like Rachel, and Jake is just Ross. Yeah, like 99%. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, 100%. Fine. I'll give in. Okay. Jeez. So that's like who we are. But yeah, no, back to the social media thing. How
I didn't Joey I knew okay, so when we met I knew him. He was popular on Twitter. Why Twitter? I don't know. But you had like 30,000 followers on Twitter. Instagram, sure. You were maybe a couple thousand. YouTube, you just started. You had like maybe 1,000.
Yeah, why did I have followers on? Oh, so the first ever social media app I had was called GifBoom, and I made GIFs.
Yeah.
And so then that's, and then then Twitter was the other thing I had. So I said, hey, follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
So that's why I had a following on Twitter. Yeah. And then not so much on Instagram because I didn't know to link it.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
GifBoom? Yeah. I became a brand ambassador. I was the ambassador of the app. So it went pretty well. And then that started off my YouTube following. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's doing all right, isn't it?
It's okay.
It's all right.
You're an ambassador. Interesting.
Ambassador, yeah. It means nothing.
Yeah.
It literally means nothing. But, like, we were able to call. There was, like, 10 of us, and we were able to, like, to call all the shots for the app and stuff.
Cool. I didn't know. See, I still don't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, like, they were talking about electricity today or something. Like, how would you categorize that? What were we talking about today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Categorizing what?
When we were talking about just the...
The stuff?
Electricity, like electricity, the hydro, the power lines, and everything.
Hydro going into the houses.
For the people who are listening,
how do we? What do you mean? Like, how do we categorize?
Jake and I, are like engineers. That's how we think. That's how we talk. Joey's just social media.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Calm down.
Kinda, well, like no, that you were though. So you can talk about cameras.
Yeah.
For like ever. Jake and I can't do that. We can talk about engineering.
Yeah, no, they were talking about it. It was like totally gibberish. So me talking about like social media and like brand management and all that kind of stuff, it's like they understand it, but it's more
gibberish. Don't know the in-depth stuff you know. We kind of just
and that's
see
the same
it.
With me. Like I learned like the basics in like your science class or something, but I don't know the in-depth, mm-hmm. and I think that's really funny. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Jake, we were talking – you said this to me like a couple of years ago, and you were like – What? How do I come up with this stuff? I'm just thinking off the top of my head. You said this to me a couple of years ago, and then we talked about this a couple of days ago, and you were like, I brought it back up.
Okay.
And it was like, he keeps judging me.
Well, like, I'm just wondering, you're like, all right, a couple years ago.
I'm not preparing you for this.
Just get to the point. Jesus.
Yeah, get to it. Come on, Joy.
Stop it. when you said that I was the shyest kid and I'm the most outgoing kid.
That's true. Yeah. I can vouch for that. I don't know.
I said it first. Get out of here.
Yeah, sure.
You were in like the transitional period.
Does that make sense? Jordan started as someone else.
When I met you.
Yeah.
I was in a transitional period of being like the shyest kid to the.
But you were still pretty shy, and I think you were shy until like maybe a year after college, and just when your social media started developing and your YouTube career just took off. That's when you kind of open up your shyness.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I couldn't even talk.
In grade 12, like you wouldn't talk to me unless I talked to you first.
Really?
Yeah. That's just.
I was so shy.
You were super shy. Yeah, which is not a bad thing.
No, and I remember like anytime I saw a girl, I was like, oh my god, the boobs are looking at me. Like I was so scared. Like I think I went through puberty like so late. Like not like physically, but like maybe mentally. I don't know if that's a thing.
You don't know what to look at, eh?
Yeah, I was just like, I didn't know what they were looking at. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, which is looking at me?
Which is so many things.
What is poking out? And I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
How come that girl has those and that girl doesn't?
Yeah, why are your pants so tight?
Okay, that didn't happen. Only during presentations.
Wow.
No, but it's like, I was so shy, and now I can kind of talk to anyone.
Anyone about anything right now, yeah.
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 And there's like, it's just because there's like, I was telling Jake, and I was like, there's certain tips, and like, there's certain ways that you can talk to somebody. Like, if you ask certain questions, you're going to get certain answers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, like, I was telling him, if you have your, when talking to somebody, if you have your feet pointed to the left and not directly at them, it means you're not really interested or like open to the conversation. But if they're pointed towards a person, you have an interest in them.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Don't move. Where are your feet pointing right now?
backwards.
My suicide is backwards.
My toes are like.
You guys are not interested in me.
Yeah. Where are your
look, feet? Look, like this.
One's my pointed. Oh my one's pointed at me. One's pointed at Jake.
Oh gosh.
All right. Thanks. I'm glad we know where we all stand in this. A beautiful.
Just gonna like.
Any questions you got there on Twitter?
Yeah, no, I got a bunch. A lot of them are just about, like, you guys dealing, like, when we go out and, like, dealing with, like, the social media side of everything towards me. Jake has something
okay,
to say.
Yeah, so we went out on Valentine's Day. There was Joey, Jesus, and I, all three dateless guys for that night. So we decided, hey, we'll just come together. And usually when Joey gets stopped in public, Jordan, you can vouch for here, it's kind of like, all right, the girls or whoever takes him aside, the fans, they'll go take a picture, they'll talk with them, and then I can hang with whoever I'm left with. So usually it's Jordan, if it's us three, that go out. So we'll just like chat and make comments or something like that. Mm-hmm. So when I went out with Joey, Jesus, and I, oh my gosh, the J's. I was like, Joey got pulled aside, of course, as that kind of happens. And then I was talking to Jesus for a bit, and then they pulled Jesus in. So then I got left to just myself.
Yeah. Because Jesus is, well,
yeah,
everybody
like
Jesus
has seen Jesus a lot with you
yeah.
on social media, and even he has his followers now. And it was just like, all right, I don't know what to do with myself. And I just awkwardly stood there for about 2 minutes.
Now, but you have to understand, like, the person who is approaching me, I have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a complete stranger, just as if you were talking to
but
somebody.
But at least you have that, like, you already have
it's
that
work, though.
Interest. I mean,
yeah.
You have that common ground.
We're also right? at a bar. You can talk to anyone, and they're going to be like, oh, wow, hey.
Good point.
Yeah. No, but no, it's definitely interesting being out in public and, like, I don't know. I remember... you not so much. It was mainly Jake, and he was like, yo, the girl's looking at you. The girl's looking
yeah,
at you.
I did that a couple times at Bayshore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I remember exactly where we were. And then, like, I took a picture, and Jake was like, let's go. Not that he didn't, like, want me to meet anybody, but it was just, like, it's a totally different environment.
At first, it was a little, it was, I don't know how to explain it.
Like, it's, okay, when you're walking around, and someone, like, make eye contact with you from across the street or something, you're kind of wondering, like, why is this person looking at me?
Yeah.
Well, that was constant with Joey almost. And it's like, if you saw, if, you know, if you're walking around, all of a sudden, like, a couple of people are looking at you, you're like, all right, what's up here? Like, are these people know me and I don't know them? Or did I do something?
Yeah,
here?
But
you know, like, you know when people, like
yeah, I call it
you.
Out.
Yeah, well, you call it out, and then you can just kind of feel it, right? You feel
oh, yeah, exactly. So
you.
Think about it. If you're hanging around with Joey,
yeah.
and, like, people are looking, it's like...
Yeah, I don't want people listening to think, like...
No, yeah, no. They're great.
We hate it or anything like that. We love it. Like, I don't think you guys get mad when it happens.
No, exactly.
Obviously, if we stop the day, then, of course, it's going to be, like, a little frustrating. But, like,
no,
that doesn't
I
really happen. Like, I don't get stopped that much. But, like, I think I get looked at more than stopped.
It depends on location, yeah. Like, today we walked out on the street and we didn't get noticed, but Joey got a DM, right?
Yeah.
You got a DM from somebody who noticed but didn't
yeah,
stop
so
him.
It's really not that... I don't think it's that weird. Like, there's...
No, it's not.
The only comment, I think you made it, you were like, I don't understand it. You're sitting and you're talking to me, yet you post an Instagram picture with, like, in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell? How does that happen? And I'm just like, that's just the job, I guess.
Joey and I can have a full-on conversation, and during that conversation, he can go on and post an Instagram photo. And I'd have no idea.
Yeah.
And we'd have a regular conversation, and he's just doing that on the at the same
time. Yeah, because I distance social media from, like, our friend group.
Yeah.
Like, I try not to bring a camera around. I mean, if I do, I tell you guys. And like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jake, I'm not going to transition here. But we've all experienced.
Why not? It could have been smooth. You should
it
just
definitely could have been smooth. I'm a very smooth
you
dude.
Could've.
I'm very smooth. You know what else I'm smooth on is dates. And speaking of dates,
that was good.
Oh, speaking of dates,
here's
I think
my number, my address. Yeah.
Speaking of dates, I think we've all experimented with, like, Tinder on various levels, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, I use it for photography and stuff, but I've definitely used it in the past for other reasons. And Jordan has some interesting stories, and Jake, I don't know if... Do you have any interesting stories on it? Okay, that's
Oh, actually, you know what? I have... Yeah, I've got, like, a type... Anyways.
That's a great
I
want to
know...
Story.
Okay, Jordan, you said you got...
What? Yeah, so I use Tinder. I've never actually been out on a date, like, from Tinder, but I just use it kind of just on a bored Friday night, I'll go on and just kind of fool around on it. But I've gotten catfished twice.
Yeah. How do you get catfished without going out?
No, like catfished through the chat.
Yeah, so we're talking and we'll have like the entire night we have this like good conversation. So it happened twice. One was just like 2 weeks ago, and I mentioned this to you, but I didn't tell you the.
No, this one's good because like they went full out with this catfish. The other ones were like, they were like, okay.
Yeah, which one?
The one that where they had the Instagram too. So like,
oh yeah, when you looked her up, that one yeah. I had two weeks ago, and one like months and months ago, and I told the months ago one to Joey, but. Basically what happened, we had this full-on conversation, regular conversation, just school, jobs, yada, yada, yada. And it was getting late at night. I haven't told you this, Jake.
No, you haven't. I'm interested.
It's getting late at night. And so she's like, okay, like I have to go work. I'm like, and it was at this point, it was like 10, 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah, but if you like want to come watch me, you can come watch me. And I'm
Watch.
Like
you do her.
No. Watch him wash.
No.
In the shower. What?
Don't get it.
Okay, like, wait. Start again.
If you want to come watch me, you can come watch me. Yeah, exactly.
Do what?
So I don't
they
know.
They didn't
say it. Jake.
No. So I know, and I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, yeah. So I'm on a show. Blah blah. I'm like, interesting. She's like, yeah, I need to do it on the side to like help raise money to keep my like brothers in school and blah, blah, blah. She made up this like BS excuse. I think maybe it's true. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm like, oh no, like I'm okay. And then she puts this like, oh, like, are you sure, cutie? Like you can pay $2.70.
Is that when you knew she was faking you when she called you a cutie?
Yeah, that's it.
Assholes. Anyway, she's like, yeah, just for $2.70, like you can go on and watch me for an hour. I'm like, what kind of show like do you do? And she's like, well, go on and find out, winky face.
Damn.
And I'm like,
yo, she's well, smooth.
I'm
man.
Like, do you have? Anyway, back to the Instagram. She actually further on before this all started, she had an Instagram account. Like, she my first red flag was that she only had like 10 followers, which is a little sketchy. But anyway, yeah. So.
Yeah, like, who the hell has 10 followers? What
yeah.
the heck?
I'm like, what girl has, like, 10 followers? Anyway, so I'm like, oh, no, like, I'm probably just going to head to bed, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, no, cutie, you can pay for this. I know you have money, blah, blah, and she sent me the link, and I looked at the link, and
you
it was,
like... You
gave
her, like, job and everything. She's like, I know you make money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Because it's a normal conversation, right? You don't assume that would
and then
ever
having
happen
that Instagram,
you.
Like, that's what you do, is you ask
yeah.
for the Instagram
yeah.
to see if
yeah.
it's a real person.
And now, 2 weeks ago, the one I was talking to 2 weeks ago, I asked for, like, conversation as well. I asked for the Instagram, and she just, like, stopped applying. So I'm like, okay, well, obviously
is that the
that's
catfish?
A fake account. That was the other catfish, yeah. But the links the girl sent me to go watch her show, I clicked on it. It was some porn site, and I'm like, wow, damn. Did that just
you're,
happen
you're like,
to
well,
me?
This
like,
is what I'm doing tonight.
Wow, yeah. So then I clicked the link, I paid, and no, I'm kidding.
And it just happened to be Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah,
this happened like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Dude, I would not think that that's what catfishing meant for you. Catfishing, I feel like, is like when you get this picture and you expect that, and it's totally different.
So many people yeah. catfish with me.
What do you mean with you?
Like, they use my face, my pictures and everything, and use my name and all of that. So people are...
Once.
Did you do it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but like, all my friends are, like, trying to match with these people and go on dates because, like, it's obviously not me.
Yeah.
And I'm super curious. Like, I think that'd be so funny. Like, I want to, like...
It's scary. Like, people listening, like, be careful doing the online dating.
Honestly,
like,
there's some scary stories.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get too much into, like, the negative side of it all. But, like,
that's
yeah,
true.
Definitely be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a scary thing.
Just be careful.
Because, okay, another catfish was, like, so...
You got catfish?
You got catfish?
Like, okay, your type of catfish. Not, like, see a picture...
I don't know how you guys don't know.
What
like,
do
it's... Like, even just looking at the profile...
It's obvious when you look back at it, but when, like...
No, dude,
me,
I can...
2 weeks ago, like, looking back at the photos, I'm like, yeah, you can kind of tell this is a different girl, like, every photo. Just different shades.
Because, of course, you're like, swipe, oh, she matched with me. It's like... Oh yeah,
dude, it's like you can tell by quality of picture how many pictures there are, what the bio is like, if there's an Instagram.
I showed you the bio.
It.
She had like a long bio.
Yeah, but also if there's like a Spotify, if they add their favorite thing, like if it's really sketchy,
that's
like,
personal.
That's
kind of real.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
This other person, their name was, you know, it neutral, gender neutral, I guess you could say. So it wasn't like guy or girl.
Like
so
a Jordan?
Yeah, kind of thing. It was sort of... It was kind of like that. In the first picture, I'm not sure what I was thinking in the first picture, but there was like three pictures out of the five that were like, oh, like this looks like a cute girl. So of course, swipe, match, whatever. And then I kind of like, I think I looked at the next day and I said, they're not the same person in the pictures. Like totally different face structure and stuff. And I thought,
yeah,
is this a guy? Like that's yeah, how it went. I was
it
like,
could be.
This now, is like a very strong jawline and just lots so, of makeup. So
what if
know.
You what if you went on that date?
Oh my gosh, I don't know what that would
be. We should do that though. Find a catfish. No, he's go like, on a date.
He's like, no, what we should do is we should put makeup on us and like really start at this like Tinder thing.
Oh my god. Yeah.
No, but like say you go on that date with that dude. Like what makes you understand like, oh, this isn't for me?
The fact that he's a dude.
So how do you know you're not gay though?
You son of a...
That was the next transition.
Yeah.
But no, so Jake said that earlier today. He was like, how do you know you're not gay?
And this is based
like,
on another conversation we had. But.
Yeah, but it can also go into this. Say you go on a date.
Not Tinder.
Let's say you do want to go on a date and like... I have like the same question with girls. I was like, what if you go on this date? I mean, it's kind of different. Like, what if you go on this date and this guy comes up with makeup? Like, are you attracted to that? So what if you go on a date and it's a dude? Like, how do you know you don't want that? Do you think you have to go like all the way? Or do you think you just have to like get to know the person? Like, no, seriously though. Like a lot of people like think that they know that they have to know by going through like full. Like they have to try to know. And
but when did... we kind of figure that like that's not for us.
Oh, when I went to the dentist and like I was a huge gagger.
Oh my god.
Like I got massive, like oh my god.
What was the dentist doing to you at the
He was shoving poles down my mouth.
Okay.
Like I had a tooth in the back of my throat and like he would try to like go and fix it and get the brace on it or whatever and I would be puking
up
guts. But
it's not, you don't need to. Okay, but that's not a perfect way of saying, "Oh, I'm not gay," because you could just not do that.
You could
be a master of hands, you never know.
Oh, yo, no. You know that, like, I don't get my hands dirty.
You told us that you're good with your hands, yes.
I don't get my hands, I don't get my hands dirty. Like, I don't even eat burgers when we go out. Ever notice that? Like, I always eat food that has a fork and knife.
Pasta.
I don't get my hands dirty. Okay.
You always eat pasta.
I always eat pasta because it's always a fork or a spoon or a fork and knife and stuff.
So, I can just imagine Joey has some guy over if, you know.
Puts on rubber gloves.
That's exactly like a doctor walks in and goes like this. Instead, it's Joey like, all right, let's do this. Stretches out the glove. Snap.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the reason why I don't know. You kind of just, for me, I just know. Like, I don't look at a dude. And I think, like, I wouldn't say we're 100% straight, but I can look at a dude and be like, yo, that's a good looking dude. Like, we did it today.
Yeah, I can do it. Like,
yeah. There's attraction.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
I can look at a guy and be like, damn, that's an actually a good looking dude. But, like, I'm not sexually attracted to that. I just, like, will admit, I'm like, damn.
Only
like,
for Zac Efron.
I wish I had,
Only Zac Efron. Like,
if I was like, oh, that guy is a good looking dude, but, oh.
You know how there's, like, appreciation and attraction on both sides, and then it's like Zac Efron's like
He's like solid in the middle. Well, I'm pretty sure he's bi, so I mean like
really,
so he's definitely in the middle.
I mean, oh, okay, that's cool.
No, but literally happened to us today. Like, you guys looked at a girl and you're like, whoa, she's like super pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, the dude's really good looking too. Like, they're a good combo. And like, I'm sure this podcast kind of sounds like we're like those typical boys like talking about like drinking Tinder girls.
Yeah,
but like we're totally
I feel
not
like every guy goes through that though.
Yeah, but I mean, the way we talk about stuff is like, we don't talk about it in like a, yo, I smashed this girl last night while crushing four beers. Bro, easy. Then I went over to my side chick's house. We're not like that at all. No. We don't really even talk about sex.
No, we really don't.
No.
I feel like we did when we were younger more.
Did we? Did we?
I didn't. I think at Nick's house or something, we had a whole like evening.
There was one night,
but like,
one time in the hot tub. We had a couple drinks. There was just four dudes in a hot tub.
Who's this?
I was there. Yeah, we were in Nick's hot tub.
It was the guys.
We were having a couple drinks, and it just got to a guy's conversation, I guess.
But even then, we don't.
No, they do. Like, but we don't talk about it. Like, a lot of girls think that guys just talk about it. Like, yo, smash that.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't. That's not going to walk the same tomorrow. Like, we don't talk like that. Like, we just don't.
No. That's just who we are, though.
It's like, we smash feelings, you know?
Wow. I don't know. Like, what I talk about in my videos, like, I actually talk, like, in real life, too. But I make a lot of bad jokes. Like, I make a lot of sex
jokes.
So
many.
We all do, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
You make a little more. Like, what were you saying about Shauna?
Oh, no, okay. Jordan's, like, a little more, like, he's not, though. But, like, he can be more flirtatious than Jake at this point. I wouldn't say
that. Yeah, no,
I agree. I've had several people come up and tell me that, like...
Oh, yeah.
Even when I was in a relationship, like...
Mm. Where do you think that stemmed from?
Oh, my goodness.
That stemmed Dr. from?
Phil,
let's get deep here. Holy stones.
I
don't know.
Like, what made you make that complete personality flip, you know?
Of, like, the
shyness to outgoing. Like, what made you do that?
I mean, it's a long story, so we're not going to go through that.
Oh, okay.
But...
Mm-hmm. But, like, for instance, why are you so flirty, and why am I not?
I think it's like it's different, like it's different ways of talking to people. Mm-hmm. For that, like, that's comfortable for him, and for you it's not.
You know what? I think it may be because did you grow up close with girls?
Yeah, I grew up pretty much always in a relationship, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, just so not, like, you were comfortable not around the same one, gender. But like I was in three different relationships.
Don't look at me.
None of them worked out. Here I am sitting single, so it can't be that good. But maybe that my confidence is high. I guess maybe I was always in a relationship, so like,
'cause I knew I hung out with a lot of guys.
In my job that I had for 8 years, I was literally, I think there was maybe 40 of us, like, who all worked there.
That's a good point.
There was like three guys and the rest were girls. So I've always. Yeah. Got along with girls a lot better than guys.
See, my best friend growing up was a girl. And it's, like, my best friend, I still have girl best friends right now. And, like, even though I played sports, when I had to stop playing sports, that's when I started to be more outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sports, it was easy to talk. And, like, dudes, now I don't really talk to guys unless they're, like, guys are soft with me. Like, they don't come up to me and be like, yo, bro, this is sick as frick, dude. Shred it, man. Like, that doesn't happen. They're just like, hey, Joey, like, how's it going? And, like, how are you doing in life? I'm like, who are you? Yeah. Like, you just switch personalities. So, like, I don't know. I just think that's, like, different ways of, like, talking to people.
Mm-hmm. I think the only time I would hang out with guys would be, like, any sport event. Like, hockey, soccer.
Well, think about why we hung out today.
And then you guys. Like, other than you guys and Nick or Hubble, as he's also known as, but...
Yeah, that's our...
it's just, like, I grew up... with Nick. Like, Nick and I grew up together. Jake and Joey grew up together. And then in grade, 12, we kind of just... Well, not even, like, college. We kind of just, like,
year.
Bonded and became, like, a foursome. But,
We call ourselves...
Gotta love that word.
We call ourselves the... What is it? The horsemen?
The four horsemen.
Even though we're completely not whores. We're
definitely
we
not.
We literally, like...
It's bad.
Like, no one sleeps around.
It's like...
No.
Yeah, it's used...
None of us had a one-night stand. None of us have. Well, I mean,
I'm pretty sure a couple of us have.
I have never had a one night stand.
I'm sorry.
I haven't. No.
I guess if it happens more than once.
Yeah. If it happened more than once, and we had a thing for like 3, 4, 5 months. Then
this is exactly what I'm talking about.
This is how much we don't talk about it.
That's true. And like, how often doesn't happen?
We literally just, like, I think we just jab each other the whole day in, like, the most friendliest way possible. And then, like, just, we just make jokes. And it's, we never, like, really stick on one topic through it the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're weird. We're just not normal dudes. We're just not, this.
We're, like, the dudes people probably think we are, like.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Just.
No, we're boring. We're so boring.
But what do we talk about, like, all day? Like, today, for example, we went to spinning, guys. That was our
one. We spun.
Oh, yeah.
We spun.
We didn't spin.
And then, we're spending 8 hours together and then going to hockey. Like,
yeah.
But what, like, are we talking
spinning,
about? What are
spinning, very masculine thing to do, which is great. That is not, because when we go,
yeah, it's definitely more, it's us. A more feminine thing to do.
You know, the girls dominated us.
Yeah.
Side note. Anyway, keep going. They look good. Anyway.
There it is. There we go.
Let's just say we sat in the back row. Anyway.
Who are we talking about? I stared at the instructor the whole time, which is my neighbor, and he's a dude.
The only dude.
You're not gay.
How do I know I'm not gay? I'm gay.
No, you're attracted to that.
No, but literally, though, I'm like, I'm super comfortable with my sexuality. Like, and that sounds like something somebody would say if they're, like, defending it.
Yeah, are you defending it, buddy? Do you feel threatened in this situation? No. We're all friends here.
Who is a girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean,
Who almost went on a date with a dude?
That's you.
That's you. No, but like, I got
some catfish joke, but
I know, I was gonna get to it. Don't worry.
Man, no, I should have. We should have filmed that. That would have been good.
It'll happen. Don't worry.
Should I just? I should get on Tinder today. Tonight.
Yeah, do it, man. Why not?
In Ottawa, I'm on Tinder. Look for me. Swipe right.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't know.
It didn't break.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. It didn't break.
The chair I have cracks all the time.
Scares the crap out of me.
Anyways, Jake, open up your match. We want to...
Oh, it's probably a guy.
We're going to end this with your... It's probably a dude.
Yeah.
No one answered.
I'm going to be judged.
No one answered the question.
I'm going to be judged hardcore.
We're all like...
Hold on.
I'm interested.
Like, oh, wait, you guys?
Is she blonde?
Jordan only likes blondes.
Hold on.
Get really quiet. I wanna hear him like his heart pitter patter.
People listening are probably like, we don't care. We can't see her anyway.
You think people are still listening?
I mean, if you do, like and subscribe.
There you go.
Follow us. Which one?
Michaela.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm sorry. What, Jordan?
What? Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. Anyways,
Attaboy. Anyways,
definitely
I think that's
a catfish.
Yeah,
too good looking to swipe right on you.
Definitely a dude and a catfish. No.
Definitely a dude and a catfish. Oh.
No, yo. Honestly though, I think that'd be like an interesting thing to do. Go on a date with a dude and see how a guy would act.
I feel like they'd act totally different. I would never go on a date with you, Jordan.
I'll nominate Jake to do that.
I've never had a bad date. I'm saying it proudly.
Okay, so if we hung out, we've hung out just you and I, is that a date?
Sure.
What considers it a date?
How you doing? I bought you dinner before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drove you home once.
There you go.
I don't know. Once or twice.
Like, yeah. I feel like we're not saying the right answer for this question. I feel like we're really beating around the bush.
Mm-hmm. What would you do if you're on a date with a guy?
I don't know. Like, what if you went on a date with a guy dressed as a girl, and you didn't know, and then they told you?
Oh, and if she,
that's or it. He sure, that's looks. A different. This is a little bit of different situation because I know that we're both like wouldn't openly go on a date with a dude.
Go on a date with what you think is a girl.
Yeah.
Enjoy a time, and then at the end of the date, find out it's a guy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think I'd be instantly turned off. It's just, I'm not trying to be shallow or very judgmental. Yeah.
It's just not the way.
Yeah. I just don't go in through the exit door. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, <my God. laughs> Yeah, no, that's
it. Which door do you go in?
The front door.
The vagina.
AKA
if it's
the front
a guy,
door.
It's not. There's no front door.
Hold on. That is shot. Jake will draw you out
Jake,
a picture.
Jake, you really have to need it. Okay. All right. I'm not going to describe it. Where the poop comes out.
No, duh.
We're
like,
gonna,
of
we're
course, I
draw
get
him
that.
A picture.
I'm not
afterwards.
That's graphic.
I'll show you a picture.
That sounds. we're not trying to offend anyone. We just don't know how to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We're just three dudes sitting at a table talking about being
what
gay.
Are you talking about? But if they did, give you a good time, in a platonic sense.
Yeah.
What happens if you think of what you think?
What about you?
This would be a
sort of question.
Oh, we have one friend who went to a club.
Oh, yeah.
He went to a club. Yeah, that's right. I guess.
No names.
Maybe the last story. Yeah, let's not throw out names. Last story before I think Joy wants to wrap this up. But yeah. We had one, and he was on stage, and he was, like, pouting her, like, had, like, two girls, like, around his arms or whatnot. Anyway, this one girl started to get really touchy-touchy with him. So she was like grinding on him, and they were just having a good time, and we were down on the dance floor and he was up on stage behind the DJ, and so he was like
him.
He was flagging us and we were flagging him, and we were like, yeah, like go, and then he kind of we looked away, and then we looked back, and he wasn't there, and the girl was alone. And so he came up to us, and he said, "Guys, she had a dick." And we're like, "What? She was a tranny, guys. What do I do?" And we're like, "Oh shit, bail, bail, bail."
And I wasn't there for this, but I looked at him. I was like, "Dude, I'm so proud of you. I don't think I've ever been more proud of Hubble." I mean, oh, damn, I said it. I'm not editing that out. Oh, well, I think we're going to end it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we stand on everything.
Yeah.
We're just.
I guess I kind of gave away where we stand on the whole guy looking like a girl thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Bail, bail. I'm sorry, what? Yeah. And we beat around the bush?
Yeah. No, hey, if you're happy, we're happy. That's about it.
True. Mm-hmm.
That's literally all we go off. But anyways, that is it. Thank you for listening to Young, Dumb, and 21.
Yes, thank you.
Definitely as you can dumb. Tell, we are definitely dumb. Anyway, okay, well, that's about it. If you like the podcast, give it a like or repost, comment down if you want to see or hear, definitely hear, not see, Jake and Jordan again.
We have more stories.
We can always do it again.
We have plenty of stories.
We have too many stories. But that's about it. Stay you, stay beautiful, and you'll hear us soon.
Bye.
Yeah, I was gonna say bye. Be polite.
Sorry.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.